Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
So we receive, Lord, your healing today. We receive your word, your touch. We receive bread, virtue for our bodies, cleansing for our hearts and minds, a renewal of the covenant for our whole households, sanctified, set apart to you, Lord, redeemed and blessed to be a blessing, saints. Saints, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Father. Receive, all of you, by faith, and those watching us on the web, that is a healing way through the blood. And we in the finished work of our Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Even as supernaturally,
you
saw a little demonstration with Heather's broken toe that completely healed in a wonderful way.
The Lord is healing the bottom of someone's spine right now. Bottom of somebody's spine. That's for you. Just take it. Thank you, Lord. There's a couple of folks that have had some kind of surgery where metal has been placed in your body. And maybe even there's a healing for some teeth today. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Partially blocked arteries to the heart. There's been a little bit of anxiety. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, now for open arteries, perfect rhythm, perfect health in the heart. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're sending a blessing out to Johnny Cook, the virtue of the Lord for you, John.
Amen.
Hallelujah, yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And a kidney condition, kidney and bladder, the challenge, whatever
thank
it
you,
is.
Lord.
Who is that challenge? That
thank you, Lord.
We just take it right now.
Amen. For David.
In Jesus'
Lord, we
name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Asthmatic conditions. Breathing conditions, Lord, we thank you. And migraines, little chemical imbalances, migraines, Lord, we thank you for your glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and your son, who's in a transition with his job situation, we are just praying for open doors.
Amen. Amen.
For our sons and daughters.
Make it so.
And promotion and favor.
Make it so.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Give him a thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you. We give you praise.
Wow.
I had a whole, but I won't take time to, we had a whole bunches of testimonies from the conference where we'll take some, another time for it. Years of oppression healed. There are so many, it's hard to read some of them. Neck pain. I've had this all from an auto accident 30 years ago. They even say in Los Angeles, but completely healed.
Thank you, Lord.
I was healed of a 39-year-old construction injury.
Yes.
My knees.
Remember, Michael. Yeah.
Damaged, all were healed.
Yeah.
After with chronic pain, it's totally gone. Amen. Healed right shoulder after two failed surgeries. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Teresa Phillips. We have the names, but we praise the Lord for all of these testimonies in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Wow.
Thank you, Father. I want to turn to 2 Chronicles 20. We'll read this as a foundational scripture for what I wanted to share. I want to be careful about the time this morning. But I want you to prepare this as we come into August. Enjoy the sunny days and relax. But get ready for, in September usually starts what we call the school year, the business year. But we often start, we have a custom, and I think it's an anointed custom, but usually we start September after Labor Day. I want to declare for us, it's very important, we're going to have a 21-day fast starting after Labor Day, and we'll have some more details and sign-up sheets next week. And we'll just give you, I mean, you can sign up if you want to fast with us 2-3 days, 7 days, whatever. You want to drink vegetable juices, or you want to fast from meat, however you want to do the 21 day. But we are going to, if my people called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face, that he is going to hear from heaven and heal the land, amen. Forgive us
thank
our
you,
sins,
Lord.
And heal
yes,
the land.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Need, it is very important as we go into this this fall that we get ready for very, very important elections in November. So things could very quickly go down the drain if we don't do our part in aggressively, be actively participating in the elections. And if you can help encourage your neighbors, others, to make sure that we vote. But we want to, as people of faith, with a corporate fast, really release grace and blessing over the nation and pray that we'll have godly and uncorrupted
yeah.
politicians who
Amen.
Are not bought off
Amen.
By different corrupt organizations. Many of them, I'm so surprised, I feel like I feel like a fool in many ways that we have been bamboozled. And even in the last year, things have come to the surface, and I find, my goodness, I didn't know they were bought off. But anyway, so we want to pray for uncorrupted politicians, especially in the House of Representatives and in the U.S. Senate, and then for the local elections, that God will give us godly candidates. And we are praying. Therefore, so corporate fast are very, very powerful when God's people fast. You see that in the book of in Esther, and then for Ezra, you find as he fast together. Corporate fasts are very, very. In the time of Esther, the whole nation was saved as she called a fast. So there are several times. There is individual, but then there is corporate fasting. If you wanted more information, I have my book, which has been a bestseller in 40 languages now, called The Hidden Power of Prayer and Fasting. So we're going to pray for the midterm elections. We are going to pray for all our families, special cover for our children. We want to bind different things that want to try to take over our nation, like we're going to bind the spirit of drug addiction, which is consuming. Many states are consumed by the spirit of addiction. We also want to pray that there will be continued protection for our economy and that it will keep growing, and pray for great increase for evangelism, for blessing our churches across the nation, that there would be also see increase in finances, debt-free, and great continuing strength in the community. So there are these important things. By the way, for the next few days, continue to pray for Redding and yeah. the Shasta County,
yeah.
that the fire will be stopped. We also need to pray for the completion of Judge Kavanaugh's approval for the Supreme Court. So all of these are things that need covering and corporate prayer. So this is why we want to set the agenda. And part of we've always focused on certain things. And it's our foundation and our perspective is from Scripture. So I wanted to read some, and we'll take just a little time to go over this, but it is from 2 Chronicles 20. It says, it happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them, besides the Ammonites, came to battle against Jehoshaphat. And he was a very godly king in Israel. And then some came and told Jehoshaphat, so enemy has surrounded this. They're going to be, once these people came, brought their camels, their camping, I mean, they kept brought everything with them because they were going to conquer and destroy the people they were attacking. So it's not like, well, we're going to think about, we will attack and see what happened. No, these are nasty people who are going to destroy Judah. And some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria. And there in Hazazon Tamar, which is En-Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord and from all the cities of Judah that came to seek the Lord. So as they were afraid of being totally consumed, God began to give them an answer. And they were afraid, but they turned. We are often, how many of you do get fearful once in a while? For your sake, for your children's sake, suddenly, if the devil wants to strike you, sometimes he'll put scared the daylights out of you by some way attacking your children. And it'll get to you. So there is a solution. God says, turn to me. So that's the important thing. We had this week, and last week, we had many people who came here and told us some of the extreme challenges that they face or their children face. And some will really break your heart because their children have been, some of the families have been wiped out by addiction. That good, strong families, and suddenly addiction comes and destroys household. And so those are strongholds. The battle, our battle is not against flesh and blood, the Bible says, but against principalities and powers. And the only organization that has authority to pull down these strongholds is the believing community of Jesus Christ. It's the Church of Jesus Christ. As corporately we gather together, therefore, it is essential that part of the word for you and I is that we don't get separated. The devil often separates you from a living, vibrant community that believes in the power of the name of Jesus, believes in the Holy Spirit, and knows we can get the victory. And God, really, that was one of the major other impressions, is as I gave victory to Jehoshaphat, I'm going to give the victory to my people.
Amen.
Say victory.
Victory.
So one of the words God told them was, do not, this great army, and there were hundreds of thousands armed and chariots and all that, and these people were, you know, they were small. They didn't have that much armed forces. And the Lord says, do not infect. We will read them. Do you want to share some?
One of the things about this king is if you read the chapters before and after about Jehoshaphat, that he, one of his leading virtues was that he did continually seek the Lord, and particularly on behalf of the nation, taking the responsibility as the king. He knew that their help was in the Lord. And he was he ruled in during the administration of Ahab. It was a time of ongoing perpetual war. And it's interesting because the prophetic ministries of Elijah and Micaiah and Elisha all also intersected with Jehoshaphat's reign. And the influences that he had for Israel because of this habit that he had of turning to the Lord, to seek the Lord for God's deliverance, for blessing, for God's ongoing destiny for the nation of Israel. And we know that not all of the kings of Judah or of Israel were godly ones. One of the stories that I love about Jehoshaphat is just previous to this. It's mentioned in 1 Kings 19, but also here in Chronicles. And it's Ahab comes to him and asks Jehoshaphat to go to war with him against some of these same enemies that were perpetually attacking Israel. And Ahab wanted them to come together as a community and exercise their strength. And when they met together, Ahab had called all of his cronies to prophesy and say, oh, you'll do good and you'll do this and you'll do that. And Jehoshaphat was a little suspicious of that cronyism. And so he said, I want a real prophet to come and tell us really what's going to go on here. And so they ended up bringing Micaiah. Micaiah said, that's not looking good. And Ahab said, I told you this guy would never say good stuff about me. But Jehoshaphat feared the Lord. And so he let that be the binding rule of his life in terms of the alliances that he made, in terms of where he trusted for his help to come from. It wasn't from armies. It was literally from the Lord who comes to his help in this very famous and beautiful story.
So in this, they were hopelessly outnumbered. As this emergency comes up, there is a confederacy of many nations that have allied themselves to come and destroy Judah. And Judah is not powerful militarily. So there are, a lot of the people are terrified, and their plight is very overwhelming. And so they are, in the natural, they don't have answers. Yeah. And so it says that Judah set himself to seek the Lord. From all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Say, seek the Lord.
Seek the Lord.
Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord. Say, house of the Lord.
In the house of the
Lord.
So
it is important for us to have places where even in this hour, in the New Testament era, but we have places we gather together in the name of Jesus to worship, to praise, and to seek the Lord's face and pray.
Mahesh, can I make a comment on that really is something that was very interesting? Yesterday on the Fox News morning show, they did a segment on church attendance in America. And they talked about the fact that in all of the studies, most recently a Pew study, 90% of Americans believe in God. And yet church attendance is continuing to decline. And do you know what? They talked about it, and there's also an op-ed piece on the Fox News site you could go and read. I really encourage you to do it, because on the Fox News show, they brought up the perspective and comments of Dietrich Bonhoeffer from his book, Life Together, which, you know, it was the confessing church community that came together as a community in the days of the Third Reich and all of that tremendous opposition. But Bonhoeffer has a segment in his book about the community life of the church and the importance of organic connections. And what they were saying on Fox is, you know, we can all get our own stuff online and this and that and something else. And people have begun to treat church like they treat rental car insurance. It's an option. It's not an option. It's absolutely not an option. But what they brought out is their opinion, reviewing the American decline in church attendance, and yet those are people who believe in God. They said, we think what's going on is what Bonhoeffer said, that individuals have a wish dream where they have expectations or personal desires or personal agendas that they project onto this community of people. And the moment those things aren't lived up to, or somebody's hurt or offended or whatever, because we have so many quote-unquote options now, people are opting out of the community. I believe that this opting out of Christians coming together as a force, as a covenant bond, as legislative presence of God in the earth, I believe that that is a direct connection. That decrease is a direct connection to the slow demoralization of our culture and the slow decline of our economy, the slow turn to all kinds of secularism and false religions and all of that. So it is essential, believers in God, that you find your organic local church community and get connected there. And please, let's not drag our wish dream into the church of Jesus. Let's come to her as the beloved of Jesus. Come to her as one who has come to contribute, to serve, to bless, to rejoice, and to be strengthened, and to strengthen her. It was profound. It was absolutely fabulous.
And that social media can be a tool to serve God's purpose, but it is not a substitute for living community.
Yeah.
And it's human beings that God wants you to relate to. So it's important, not only for us, but for our children and grandchildren. It'll freak you out if you see some of the material that the secularists want to teach our five-year-olds, our seven-year-olds, and that talk about alternate sexuality and all of that. I mean, I saw some of it, and I couldn't believe.
Yeah.
I'd read about it, but they were exposing seven-year-olds,
right,
five-year-olds to this really nasty stuff. So we need strong, godly communities.
Yeah.
We need to strengthen not only each other, but our children and hold them dear and precious. And the living community then can, the little ones can find friends their age who share their values. And so this is a challenge, and I believe it's a demonic thing that tries to whisper, especially in young men's ears. And I found it's not as bad among the ladies, but among some of the young men that thought they're called to be independent, running around like their own rangers. And I remember Bob Mumford, who was a great teacher, who is a great teacher, who is now in his late 80s, but great, amazing. We were among, he mentored us with Derek Prince, and he would say, there are no lone rangers in the kingdom of God. God has taken off the ranger's mask and shot his horse. And I mean, that's the kind of statement. But basically, God does not want you to be a lone ranger riding it out there. And he wants you to be in community, be in together and get strength. But as a community then, they set to go and seek God's face, and he turns to the Lord in God's house and says, oh Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? Do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand, is there not power and might so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of the land? See that, by the way, this is, it's a wonderful model of how we pray and how to come, even when we're in, now there are in emergencies, you just say, Jesus, help. That's okay. But there is a model by which, as we are seriously praying and seeking God's face as a community, you turn to the Lord. And I mean, even this week, we were, Bonnie and I were praying for different families, some who had gone through, I mean, like a trauma of a big accident that we were so grateful God protected their life, but they were traumatized. And there was attack after different kinds of attack here and some other friends out there. And we said, this is a season where there are seasons in which there are certain powers of darkness that have been released to drive people into fear or into accidents and trauma. And so we really need to cover each other even more aggressively, put a dome of Holy Ghost protection, just like there is a dome over Israel that they have in, however, digital world, so that any rockets fired by the terrorists, their rocket system will cover them and smash the terrorist attacks. So we want to set a supernatural dome of protection over every family through our prayer fasting, pleading the blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against you, against your children, can prosper. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
I was laughing, Pastor, because yesterday as I was standing in our living room looking out the window, I was on the phone praying for one of our church families as a huge limb broke off of the tree and somehow fell around the tree and impaled the driver's seat of my car. And I just, if I had not been on the phone praying, I would have been in the driver's seat. It was awesome. And one of the things that we've learned, the reason I'm bringing this up, say we've learned something. One of the things that we've learned when you are advancing, and this is, again, why it's so important to be together as a community, when there is an advance of the kingdom and the glory, yeah, there's always a little, you know, if there's no opposition in our lives, we must not be advancing. But how do we take supernatural, natural events that, you know, surprise us and aren't necessarily so good? We learned a long time ago from Brother Bob and Brother Derek, Don Basham, our wonderful teachers that we had mentor us in our 20s, that the way to take all of these things is with joy, with laughter, and turn all of them into a recognition that we are advancing in the kingdom no matter what. And God takes all of these events and uses it for his glory and for our good. And so, together, we're advancing. Say advance.
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 Amen. Amen. And see how, as the process of turning the Lord, and for us as moms, dads, as adults, that we can learn, we can be disciples of how to approach God. And Jehoshaphat is a model. He does not say, Lord, enemy, please help.
And then suddenly start remembering all the other unfortunate, you know, series of events that he may have ever experienced.
He talks about, so as we approach God, he says, oh, Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? Do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand, is there not power and might so that no one is able to withstand you?
Hallelujah.
So you are making, as you approach God, you are making your God a big God. Say big God.
Big God.
So you focus on the Lord and then talk about his awesomeness. If you want, one of the scriptures I love in the awesomeness of God, Psalm 145 says, Lord, I will extol you. And I will bless your name. Every day I'll bless you and I will praise thy name. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised.
Yes.
His greatness is unsearchable.
Thank you.
One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare the mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of your majesty, of your wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. Now, that's the way to approach God. Say, Lord, you are so awesome.
Yeah.
Say, God, you're awesome.
God, you're awesome.
So, and we minimize the enemy. The devil's strategy is making the devil big and the fear big and the provision small. And you want to, you work on that. My God, tell your neighbor, my God is a big God.
My God is a big God. Hey, amen.
And it's important that that is an aspect of worship. You keep that. And remember that as he's doing this, he has gathered all the people together. All the people are fasting and praying. And it's a wonderful privilege when a community can tell people. And as last week went by, I had already felt like God had released us when to call the fast. But there were some people, as they came, looked to this community, they said, please remember my wife. She's fighting stage 4 cancer. I said, we're going to put her name up there on our fast. So there are others depending also on our faith, on our community, being strong to claim the burden and cover people with desperate burdens, but we are believing what our God is a big God. And as we have approached this, I mean, these last couple of years, you have seen several situations that have came here, stage four cancers, and then documented in the next few weeks, they are completely cancer-free. And they write to us, let us know by phone that God healed them here. And I say, thank you, Lord. You get all the praise and the glory. But our God is a big God. And you're the one, Lord, who dwell in heaven. You rule over all the kingdoms of the earth. And you have authority over all the powers of darkness. And so that no one can withstand your power. That's the kind of praise he's giving. Yeah. And
one of the things that is also beautiful about his prayer is he doesn't come to God on the basis of Israel's righteousness or anything, but he does remind the Lord of his own promises, of God's own covenant promises to Israel in the face of this impending disaster, the scenario, the situation that is in direct opposition to all of the good that God has said before already, that is Israel's promise, Israel's inheritance. And so Jehoshaphat just reminds the Lord, Lord, this is what you have said. This is the portion that you have divided for your people, Israel. And here we have this situation in great opposition to that. And so we stand in that gap, in this in-between place, asking you to fulfill all your good towards us and in that way to remove this evil that is coming against us. It's beautiful. And, you know, we've been this morning talking about generations and watching the blessing of generations. And that's exactly what happens here. Everybody in the community entered into this fast. And it says that all of Judah came before him with their babies, their wives, and their children, all the men. So everybody was there in one voice. It's like, as one.
As one. That's true.
Gladiator.
And in that process then, one of the things that's important for us to remember and recall is, Lord, as we have dwelt here, you promised that if we came before you and appealed before you, that you would hear. And also, Lord, in the past, you have done these mighty things. You parted the Red Sea. You delivered us from Egypt. You delivered us from the giants, the Ammonites, and all the different tribes that were enemies. You defeated them before us. It is your word, Lord. And so remind the Lord. That's why testimony is important. Remind the Lord, Lord, you did this for me, and you delivered my neighbor. And I saw, even this morning, Heather's toes instantly healed, and you did that miracle. I mean, recall before the Lord
the miracle. May the tornado stop.
And the tornado stopped.
Spoke
and
to Michael like a violin. Well, Michael like a violin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, come on.
That's great.
Eyes to see, ears to hear, right, Michael? Yes.
Amen.
And we're not even at the good part yet. We need to get to the good part of this story. I mean, the prayer is awesome. And the fact that they really made this big, huge praise thing, their deal made his throne big. But the really cool stuff is what God did.
They, after the appeal, then they all stood before the Lord and shut up. Or things like, listen to the Lord now. What is the Lord's answer? Verse 14, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah. And I mean, several generations they give the name, a Levite of the sons of Asaph in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen, all of you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow. He had eyes to see and ears to hear, and that's what they needed.
Amen. And the good so stuff. The battle is not, say, the battle is not ours. The
battle's not ours.
But God's.
But God's.
And the other part is the Lord says, do not be afraid.
Yeah.
So fear is like, almost like a plague. It can spread. Mm-hmm. If we allow fear to come over us, then distress comes, discouragement comes, depression and anxiety will result. So we want to renounce that. As we come, we're going to be fasting and praying together, and there'll be a few hundred, and then we're going to announce it on our website, so there'll be a few thousand joining us across this nation and other nations, and we're going to be praying for our nation, but we're going to also, we have many followers in Canada. We have many followers in the Caribbean, in Korea, in China, in Russia even. We have people who watch us, and so Germany, we have groups that watch us. And so we bless them all that there would be revival, breakthrough for these nations. But we also are going to hold on to God's promises for America. So we do not need to run from the enemy. Run, run, Forrest, run. We don't run from the enemy. We face the enemy and turn to the living God.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Go ahead.
Verse 22.
All
good
right.
stuff.
Then, all right. So they rose early in the morning, went out to the wilderness. And there again, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and your inhabitants. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Say, I shall prosper.
I'll prosper.
And when he had consulted with the people, he pointed those who should sing to the Lord, who should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Say, they were defeated.
They were defeated.
Glory to God. And
the hilarious part is that they all killed each other.
That is true.
I mean, that it's awesome. The Lord just did some, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi. These are not the droids you're looking for. I don't know what he did. But suddenly, these groups that had come together to decimate Israel began to, you know, get confused and whatever and turn on one another. And it says literally there wasn't a single enemy left when Judah came out towards the watchtower, out towards the battlefield in the morning. But that's not even the good part. We're still getting to the good part. We need to get to the good part. Good part.
So, yeah.
Verse 25.
When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil.
Come on.
They found among them an abundance. Say abundance. Of valuables on the dead bodies.
Come on.
Remember, I said that when they came to conquer, they meant it. They had all their possessions, yeah. All of that. They were going to destroy Judah and then settle down there, take their property and all of it. So they had all their good stuff, their valuables, their jewels. And so when they were dead, there's another scripture somewhere else that says they woke up, they were dead.
They were all dead.
They found they were all dead. Yeah. I said, I don't know how you wake up and you find yourself dead, but that's kind of how they were dead.
Much more than they could carry away, they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much.
So much.
Come on.
Say so much. Whoop. Too much. That's the answer. The glory.
Thank Hallelujah.
You. Thank Lord. You, Lord. So, the Lord and he, the other enemies saw. And from then on, they left them alone for a long while. So that is part of what this, we are going to ground our prayer and our fasting. This, as we start on Labor Day, you can choose a few days, but include, and we're going to, you can list some of the intents, make 5 points, whatever, of some of the major prayer requests, and we're going to put it all together, and we're going to pray together and bring it up to the Lord.
Yeah.
That no, don't be afraid to specific, be specific if you need to, and tell what you need. If we need to hold it private, we will, but we are going to get the victory.
Amen. Amen.
All right?
Amen.
We're going to, there'll be, there are corporate goals for our nation, for economy, for, we'll recover our president and our vice president, their families, that God's protection over them. But also, we're going to pray for ongoing increase for our economy, for blessing and favor over our children.
Yep.
And the things that we will specify, some of the main things, and if you have some points that we need to focus on, but we really need to hit against the spirit of addiction, gangs, drug cartels that have really been infecting many parts of our nation, especially the inner city regions.
Amen. So, and so as we prepare ourselves, again, starting after Labor Day, as we begin to set our face corporately towards this time of prayer and fasting together, please mark your calendars and consider carefully to be in the watch for the Friday nights, particularly of our corporate fast together, so we can actually be in community, in bodies together here, and corporately joining together, just like Judah did. They brought their wives, their babies, their children. So let's all come and fast and pray together.
And then we're going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's stand. Oh, yes.
Thank
I feel you, something is stirring. We thank the Lord for we are already, the Lord already is giving some of these breakthroughs. That in a long number of years, the GDP has been transformed, the gross national product. And it's at an astronomical place already where people never thought. Some economists 4 or 5 years ago said we would never ever reach 4 point GDP, and now here we are, 4.1. So the miracle is, but we don't take this for granted. Let's just not be like spoiled brats.
Yeah.
Say, No, we are receiving
thank
it with
Lord.
Thankfulness.
Yes.
So raise your hand.
Yeah.
Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you.
We do give you.
All the praise.
All the praise.
For the turnaround.
For the turnaround.
And the miracles.
And the miracles.
You are doing.
You are doing.
For our economy.
For our economy.
That our neighbors.
That our neighbors.
Have jobs.
Have jobs.
That our children.
That our children.
Have jobs.
Have jobs.
That we are coming.
That we are coming.
Into a season.
Into a season.
As a nation.
As a nation.
And as individuals.
And as individuals.
As families.
As families.
We are going to be debt free.
We're going to be debt free.
Debt free.
Debt free.
Debt free.
Debt free.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus.
Through his kindness.
Through his kindness.
Through his mercy.
Through his mercies.
Now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
We are looking to you.
We are looking to you.
For more breakthroughs.
For more breakthroughs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That you are loosing.
That you're loosing.
Your salvation.
Your salvation.
Your deliverance.
Your deliverance.
Your blessing.
Your blessing.
Over America.
Over America.
We say.
We say.
Once again.
Once again.
Do miracles.
Do miracles.
And turn around.
And turn around.
In our upcoming elections.
In our upcoming elections.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are blessing America.
You're blessing America.
And we bless.
And we bless.
Pray.
And pray.
For the peace of Jerusalem.
For the peace of Jerusalem.
And shalom.
And shalom.
Over Israel.
Over Israel.
We pray.
We pray.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
For our children.
For our children.
And our grandchildren.
And our grandchildren.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Amen.
We bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We claim that. Hallelujah. Put your hands on the shoulders of your neighbor.
Thank you, Lord, for your glory. Oh, release the anointing.
Debt free. Say debt free. Restoration.
Restoration.
Healing.
And healing.
For each family.
For each family.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now receive healing.
Hallelujah.
Receive
Lord.
Deliverance.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Pray in the spirit for a moment. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to sing for a moment, and then you may be dismissed. God bless you. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.